Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Flap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. We're glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resorts. It's Jeff and Nicole. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a fantastic day as we take a look and take a trip around the world. Disney World, that is. Find out what is happening. Not a whole bunch. There was a couple of really interesting announcements this past week that we are going to talk about a little bit. We have a clip to play that was released from the Disney Parks blog that has to do with one of our news stories. Lots of different things. Some surprising, some not at the same time. But last week we did talk about water parks and how we figuring that they were going to open up in the month of March. So what information do we have on that?
Well, now we know which park is going to be opening.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know the Blizzard Beach is going to be reopening on March 7th, 2021. You'll be able to purchase a one-day water park ticket with no blockout dates for $69 plus tax for adults and $63 plus tax for ages 3 through 9. Your tickets can be purchased online at DisneyWorld.com and will remain valid through December 31st, 2021. They also talked about when the water parks reopen, that they're going to be reopening with similar guidelines to the theme parks, but it's a water park, it's water, it's a little different. So they said when they reopen on March 7th that it says we're committed to a responsible reopening and we've made some important updates based on guidance from health authorities such as the CDC. It says, where'd it go? Dang.
Did you lose it?
I feel like we need some Jeopardy music. Yeah.
You need some Jeopardy music? I can cover that. That's not a problem. As we search. Sometimes the tabs just kind of get lost. And you forget where your spot is.
I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it now. Alrighty. So it says, like other areas of the Walt Disney World Resort, we will welcome back guests and cast members to Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park in a responsible way with a plan focused on health and well-being. When Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park reopens, it will operate in alignment with the health and safety protocols implemented throughout the Walt Disney World Resort, including reduced capacity, temperature screenings, physical distancing markings, and face coverings. However, It says face coverings will be required in designated areas for each guest ages 2 and up, including but not limited to park entrance and exit, retail areas, and food and beverage ordering areas. It also says face coverings will not be permitted while experiencing water slides or while you're in the water. And you may also remove your face covering while actively eating or drinking, but you must remain stationary and maintain appropriate physical distancing. This is also important. It says, at this time, a park reservation is not required to visit a water park. However, reservation requirements are subject to change, and the water parks are subject to rehabilitation, seasonal weather, and capacity closures.
Rehabilitation. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, I mean, it looks like it got a new paint job while it was closed. The pictures looked awesome. But March 7th, more things are opening at the Walt Disney World Resort. That's exciting.
I found it kind of interesting, the response from people as they read about this. And right off the bat, and you knew this was going to come up because...
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
Naturally.
People were talking about face masks at the water parks. And the first question was, and we kind of stopped and thought about this for, you know, a second. People were like, well, what's the difference between doing water slides, walking back and forth, you know, to your water slides and not wearing a mask, any different from walking around going from attraction to attraction and not wearing a mask?
I think that we've been told that the parks are at 35% capacity. I think the water parks are going to be less than that. I think that there's going to be less people in the park, the water parks, which will allow for you to have more room to be able to keep your distance from people.
Without a reservation system to, you know, kind of manage how many people are going to the water parks, is it going to come to a point to where people show up and have bought a ticket already but get turned away because the water park is at capacity already?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that a little bit of an issue?
It's just like park hopping.
Yeah, like park hopping.
Where you can look at the website or the app or call the phone number, see if it's at capacity before you go.
Yeah, but if I've already planned my day, okay, and I've only got so many days for the parks and I've already got park reservations for those, and we show up and it's already at capacity, I'm stuck with a ticket I can't use because it's at capacity because there was no reservation system in place.
Yeah, but how is that any different than before the pandemic?
Real tough to reach capacity at water parks before pandemic. That's all I'm saying. Is it just, to me, it would make more sense to have a reservation system in place to avoid situations like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe though. Well, and that's why it says, you know, there's no reservation required right now.
Could change.
So they're leaving that open. I know when Volcano Bay was open, they were reaching capacity very often over at Universal.
Yeah.
Very often. But the parks reopened in, June, July? Mm-hmm. The dead of summer.
Yeah.
This is March. So.
So if I'm just, you know, chilling at Blizzard Beach on my chair, soaking up that Florida sun, I've got to have a mask on.
You're going to get some tan lines. Tan lines. You know what you could do? Just have a tray. Well, this wouldn't work because of freaking seagulls. But you could have like a tray of french fries and just like lay there. Just like feed yourself french fries. You're in one place. You're actively eating. You don't have to have a mask on.
Seagulls, ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those squirrels. Other guys. Squirrels. Oh, yeah.
So maybe not, but...
Disney squirrels have no shame. They will come right up to your stuff and take it.
So...
Kind of like the ducks.
A girl... One of...
Or those crane-looking things.
Someone that I know. We've met her. She used to work at the Living Seas. Now she works at the Art of Disney store in Disney Springs. And she used to be a character performer in the nighttime shows and stuff at Disney. And now she works at the Art of Disney, or the Art Corner. Is that what it's called? In Disney Springs. Anyways, they made a TikTok. There's a squirrel that came into the store and it climbed up her leg in the store. And she like walked outside and like shook her leg and the squirrel jumped off. But it has like, I've seen her post on Facebook. It has like 2.8 million views or something of this squirrel like just chilling on her leg.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That would freak me out.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why, one, people are freaked out, and they're like, I would be freaking out, and two, she's not freaking out, and I think that's why people are, like, so enamored with the video.
Just walking around with a with a squirrel.
You know those pages right there, that, like, was it Unilad or whatever, and they just post videos like that?
Yeah.
She's had companies like that reach out to her trying to, like, buy the video rights from her and, like, all this stuff. She's like, no.
That's crazy.
A squirrel in Disney Springs. Disney squirrels, man.
But yeah, back to the mask issue. I mean, I see where I can understand their question as to walking around without a mask at water parks versus walking around regular parks with or without a mask. I get it, you know.
I mean, I went to a water park this summer, and it was the same thing. You don't have your mask on. You know, when you're in the pool or you're in the lazy river or whatever, but we just stayed away from people.
Wait, what water park did you go to?
The one here.
You were playing
golf and I went to the water park.
That's right.
But you just keep your distance from people, which is much easier when you're outside.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you can't wear a mask on the slide or in the lazy river. It's like waterboarding yourself.
Yeah,
it's
you're just breathing in water.
It's not going to work, you know. No, it's no different than the pools, you know, at the resorts.
Well, yeah, we went to the pool when we were staying there for our honeymoon. You just keep your distance from people.
You wear your mask on the way down. You take it off when you get in the pool and keep your distance. Now, if you're in the lazy river, a little tougher to kind of keep your distance, you know, but it works.
They're usually wide enough, you know, for you to move to the side if someone's trying to go by you.
Usually. But. I think it's high time for something else to be open that's been closed, you know, for a while.
Well, and that we said that last week. They're increasing capacity, but they're not increasing activities.
Yeah. Good on you, Disney.
Yeah. We are moving in the right direction.
Moving on up. Moving on up.
I feel like we need some more coffee this morning. We're both just kind of burp.
We're a little under the weather.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We've been dealing with like a, I don't know, head cold, allergies, something.
Yeah. We had this huge weather change from like 70 degrees down to like 40 and 30 degrees.
Yeah.
That's kind of messing with our heads a little bit. But all right. Let's talk about the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, the Jungle Cruise.
The Jungle Cruise.
The jungliest of cruises.
Disney Parks blogged. Announced that both Disneyland and Magic Kingdom attractions, the Jungle Cruise is going to be getting an enhancement, they say, this year, which is going to include the incorporation of the skippers themselves into the actual storyline of the attraction itself. They're going to be even more of a part of it. Now, the thing is that Kevin Lively, he is a former Disneyland Jungle Cruise skipper. And he's also an Imagineer at the same time. He provided a video on the Disney Parks YouTube page and a couple other spots on some of the details and stuff like that. I want you to take a listen to this real quick.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kevin, and I'll be your Imagineer, dance instructor, personal chef, and Jungle Cruise skipper for the next 2 minutes, or as long as this transmission lasts. That's right, before exploring the wilds of Walt Disney Imagineering, I was a skipper aboard the world-famous Jungle Cruise here at Disneyland Park. During my time on the river, I was able to work alongside some great people and do some pretty amazing things, including traveling to Tokyo Disneyland to help celebrate their 25th anniversary after being named one of Disneyland's top skippers. The Jungle Cruise is something that has never left me, nor do I think it ever will. In my current role as a writer at Walt Disney Imagineering, I've been honored to work with my fellow Imagineers to expand the Jungle Cruise's story on projects including the Jingle Cruise, the Tropical Hideaway, and the Jungle Navigation Company Limited Skipper Canteen. As we continue our Jungle Cruise storytelling, I'm excited to share a first look at some of the new GNU magic we're adding to the Jungle Cruise attraction at Disneyland Park and Magic Kingdom Park. See for yourself with this first look at one of the new creative concepts for our river's journey. As part of this story update, we'll get to follow a skipper and his passengers as their journey goes awry. That's right, for the first time ever, the skipper role will not only be that of a live experience and witty guide, but also represented by a show figure within the attraction itself. In fact, the expedition will be up a tree after their sunken boat splits apart and chimps board the wreckage, with monkey business ensuing. But that's not even half of the whole story. Fans of the Jungle Cruise attraction may recall some boats that used to make their way around the river but haven't been seen for a while, especially the Mekong Maiden and the Kwango Kate. Ever wonder what happened to them? Well, you might go wait when you find out. Ultimately, the jungle gets the last laugh. Imagineers gave a sneak peek to some skippers at Magic Kingdom Park. Enjoy their reactions at the end of this transmission, and stay tuned for more details about enhancements we have in store for the future of, in my personal opinion, the greatest attraction ever, Kungaloosh.
This is just super cool to see all these changes coming, and in a way that keeps the story of the Jungle Cruise alive. It's very much in the spirit of the attraction, so I'm super excited to see it all come together.
It's an amazing honor to be included in this from the beginning, where we're starting to talk about it and get it out there and share it with people.
I feel very honored that the skippers are being reflected inside the attraction itself. I think it's really cool and something that we haven't really seen at any other attraction before.
I'm so excited about the boat storyline, like it having halves and different show scenes that we can talk about, and so much content with the chimpanzees is so funny, and I'm already excited to hear all the jokes that come along with it.
Kungaloosh.
Kungaloosh.
What does Kungaloosh even mean?
It means like yeehaw.
Yeehaw?
Yeehaw. Giddy up.
So, along with everything he said, they say along the rivers there's going to be animatronic skippers, some Jungle Cruise boats covered with chimpanzees that have somewhat sunk in the water. Kind of reminds me of the incident from last year. You remember last year, the incident that they had?
I love it.
Where an actual boat did that with guests on it.
Sank.
So, I wonder if that, you know, sparked the idea.
Inspired by, you know, inspired by true events.
Let's take that same boat that sunk and let's incorporate it into the attraction. Yeah. So, you know, the jokes are going to change.
I'm excited for new jokes.
I'm kind of 50-50 on it.
You don't love, I mean, it's not your favorite ride.
It's not my favorite ride in the first place. Yeah.
I love it.
I'll tell you this. If I don't hear something about the backside of water during this new storyline of the Jungle Cruise, it's an automatic fail for me.
Heck yeah!
I don't think that much of it will change. I think that there are a few scenes that'll be updated, but I don't see much of it. I think that this is a time they're going to change, like, you know, a couple things here or there that they talked about, but I think the whole ride needs a refresh. Like, when was the last time that the Jungle Cruise was down for refurbishment?
For just, you know, painting and stuff like that every few years.
Right. It's been a
while.
That's
about it. That's all they do.
It's been a while. So I think that maybe we might see new boats, or like they said, new animatronics, or I think they're going to take this time also to just improve on the existing ride.
Well, I mean, it's not just improving on the attraction. You know, a lot of people say it's stale. There's other reasons why Disney is doing this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we can't not address that.
There are scenes toward the end of the ride where they talk about headhunters. They poorly depict indigenous people, and a lot of people are upset, and I think rightfully so, And I don't have a problem with it changing it at all.
And they need to be updated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they need to be removed. I think they need to be updated.
Yeah.
I hope that's what they do, is they update it.
Right. It could have been updated, and I don't know that they will. I think they will just take them out.
It's possible. See. I would prefer them just to update it to where it's more socially approved of.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Trader Sam go away.
No, but he might not be trading heads.
No, he might not be doing that.
No.
But I hope Trader Sam sticks around.
I think he has to.
I mean, you've got
the bars.
I was about to say, you got the bars and everything. You just do away with those or something or what?
No, I think he has to stay. In a perfect world, I would love to see more of the SCA incorporated into the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, what is the SEA? He had a pin. Kevin had a pin that was an SEA pin.
So the SEA is, I wish I knew we were going to bring this up. The SEA is the Society of Explorers
Adventures?
And Adventurers. Yes, yeah. And originated from Pleasure Island.
The Adventurers Club.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so there are members of the SEA, and their stories kind of tie in parks and restaurants all over the world. So it's mentioned at the Jungle Cruise. The Skipper Canteen restaurant has SEA references. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar ties into the SEA. Phantom Manor. There's
goodness gracious
rides in Japan. They all tie into Big Thunder Mountain in one of the overseas parks. I can't remember.
It's everywhere.
No, but there's one specifically that ties into the SEA. And it's this story that Imagineering has created of all of these adventurers and explorers. And it's pretty awesome. If you have time, watch some YouTube videos about it. Yeah, or it's pretty cool. But I would love to see more like Albert Awol is part of the SEA.
Sure.
It's cool. I'd love to see more of it in the Jungle Cruise.
If you're asking the question as to like the time frame as to when this is going to happen, Disney has not mentioned anything as to when.
But didn't it say this year?
It did say this year. I was about to say that. Think about this for just a second, though. This is how quickly they could do this. Remember how quickly they change the Jungle Cruise into the Jingle Cruise? They do it like overnight.
Yeah.
I don't see why there shouldn't be a reason as to why they can't quickly have this new Jungle Cruise ready to go. I'm not saying overnight. No, don't get me wrong. It's not going to be overnight. But if Disney can do stuff like that, there should be no reason as to why this thing is down 4 to 6 months or anything.
I wonder if,
you know,
the new Jungle Cruise will reopen with Disneyland reopening, whenever it does.
I think it probably will.
I think people would be very upset.
Oh, I think they would too, yeah.
That they didn't get to ride it.
One last chance,
But why would they not update it while there's no one in the park?
Yeah, you get it done quickly and no problem.
Yeah, you can do it quickly or you can do it at your own pace. You don't have to do it quickly because...
I mean, Disneylanders, remember, Disneylanders, don't blame Disney. It's not their fault.
It is not. It's the government.
It's the state of California.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's the state of California, but it's also the population of California not adhering to social distancing and mask mandates, and the cases are going up.
As far as we know. We don't know that for a fact.
Well, so the cases are high, so things are closed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's a trickle effect. But yes, it's not Disney. Disneyland would be open if Disney had its way.
I mean, South California is opening back up slowly.
Yes, just this week.
Yeah. And California statewide stay-at-home order was lifted, allowing restaurants to once again serve outdoors, increasing capacity of retailers, and lifting the overnight curfew, which means good things for Downtown Disney.
Right. Yeah. So they're going back to a tier system,
yeah,
which is what they were at before the stay-at-home order, like this new second stay-at-home order.
Right.
And so now they have the ability, in theory, to, you know, increase in tier, or decrease in tiers, I guess. And the governor had said that they needed to be in a certain tier. Each county needed to be in a certain tier before certain things can reopen. So
we'll see progress. How long that lasts.
Yeah.
No guarantees. Speaking of Disneyland people, Disneyland did announce that annual pass holders who held an active pass, annual pass, as of March the 14th, 2020, you're now going to be called Disneyland Resort Legacy Pass Holders. This is not what you think it is.
And you get nothing.
Nothing. Since Disney canceled the annual pass holder program there at Disneyland, they had to think of something to do instead of nothing. So what they're doing is they're giving you this legacy pass holder, you know, status, where you will continue to receive discounts on merchandise, food, beverages at select Downtown Disney district areas, Buena Vista Street locations, until Disney figures out what they're going to do with new memberships when it comes to Disneyland, you know.
So you get, they took away annual passes.
Yeah.
And then they said, just kidding, you can have the perks of your annual pass except park admission.
Yeah.
Basically.
And they created this whole new logo, you know, with Mickey on there, and it says, you know, Disney Resort Legacy Pass Holder on it. And people are like, I hope I at least get the magnet.
Oh, yeah. I'd love a card.
Or something.
Card to go in my wallet.
That's for a pretty blue color and everything else. And it's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
If you think about it. At least they're getting to keep that portion.
You know who it helps?
Who's that?
Personal shoppers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. It does help.
Yep.
I don't know. It's just,
I felt like that was almost a slap in the face. Like, people lost their minds when Disneyland took away the annual pass system. And they were like, oh, but, you can have a discount on some merchandise. Oh,
yeah, 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 that's true, yeah.
But please come back and spend money. That's what it is.
Oh.
Always about the money. What else we got?
Disney's going to figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
They're going to figure it out. We do need to take a break. We have some more great Walt Disney World news that we need to tell you about. And we've also got a birthday coming up as well that we're going to let everybody know about. And then we'll close out the show right here on DW60.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDW Daily News, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. The Fun Zone will also be your place for exclusive downloads, loads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
It's
DW60 with Jeff Davis.
There's a very powerful voice. Where it's coming from, we have no idea.
On Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. Jeff Nicole back with you.
We back.
Do you like planning your Disney parks trips, or do you like just going with the flow of things? I don't know. Well, either way, check out Disney Trip Tips with Sandy Alexander on an hour-long tour of Disney music, Disney travel planning, and of course, special trip tips as well. Listen to Disney Trip Tips every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
I have a trip tip question. One of our friends reached out to me this week, and she wanted me to ask our listeners if they have gone to Vero Beach, Disney's Vero Beach Resort.
Okay.
They're going in February, and she was looking for tips, tricks, advice. So if you have some...
Interesting.
Send us an email, dw60 at srsounds.com, and let us know. Yeah, she was like, do you know? Can you ask your listeners? they now live in Arizona, and they were like, we want to go back to Florida, which is where they used to live. They're like, but we don't really want to go to Disney. And she was like, but we still want like the Disney experience, so we're going to go to Vero Beach.
Doesn't want to go back to Disney.
Well, they were there for our wedding in September. They're both former cast members. I think they want to come back to Florida, but they're looking for something a little more relaxing.
I just don't know. That's a tough one to swallow.
But she wanted me to ask, so.
Yeah.
Liz, this is me asking.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Disney Parks blog recently shared at shopdisney.com that they are now selling limited release screen print posters and lithographs inspired by Epcot's. The first one is themed to The Journey of Water, which is inspired by Moana. The price, a little pricey here. $99.
Bah.
$100 before tax and shipping. It's a 24x36-inch poster printed on
pretty big
black paper featuring glossy metallic art finishes. It'll only be available until the next one launches, which is monthly. $100.
I looked at some. They had some other ones, not like these nice big ones. They had some other ones, and I was looking for Horizons, but...
No luck, huh?
Not yet.
Merp.
Yeah.
Also, Disney Parks blog published its Valentine's Day gift guide, featuring the latest seasonal merchandise available at Disney Parks, shopdisney.com, and at Disney stores and other retailers as well. Valentine's Day is not very far away.
It's not. We
just got done with Christmas.
We had this big plan. We were going to rent a cabin and like go away from the world. Like, you know, you can't really travel. You can't go to the city or, you would usually think to do. So we found this cabin on like a river and had kayaks and all kinds of stuff. We were going to rent it. We could take the dogs. And then it was like 2 or 3 days later, and we went on there to book it, and it was booked. I'm like, dang.
And then you found another one, and I immediately went to book it, and it was already booked.
Yeah. Well, hot dang.
So we decided we're going to buy a
bed. A bed frame.
That's what we're doing for each other for Valentine's Day this year.
We were going to buy it anyways. Like, eventually.
Heck yeah.
And, we're like, man, we should just, happy Valentine's Day. Here's a new bed frame. Well, the headboard, the screws in the headboard came out of the side of the bed the other day while I was sitting there.
Just sitting there, literally.
And we're like, all right, well.
You know, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And that's what it did.
I was like, oh, gosh. Okay. Well, time for a new bed.
Crazy.
So, happy Valentine's Day to us. Get a new bed frame.
But so, hey, if you need a Valentine's Day gift guide, Disney's got some good stuff.
Is that what they call adulting?
I guess so. I don't know. Do we do that? I don't know.
Eh.
Let's go over to Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom. The Tomorrowland Transit Authority, the People Mover.
Peopliest of movers.
This thing has been in refurbishment status since March of 2020. Oh, Non-COVID related here.
Okay? Oh, ever.
It's like we're coming up on a year now. Now, let's take into consideration that the parks were closed, you know, for like, I don't know, 3 months, I guess. Is that what we're calling it? 2.5, 3 months?
Yeah.
Roundabout.
Like 45 days or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So the whole time the People Mover's been down, we go for our honeymoon in September, and I'm hoping and praying, and I'm going, oh, maybe there's a chance.
There was not a chance.
No chance whatsoever. People Mover's going to be open. But the thing is that engineers have been working on stuff. It has been seen moving.
But not moving people yet.
Not moving any people. It's a people mover.
But it's just moving. But moving is good. Moving is moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it's what we want to see. The thing is that the refurbishment has now been extended once again, now through February the 28th, 2021.
Merp. What's CJ Sorcy's song called? Move the People?
Move the People.
It's moving. We just need to move the people.
Now here's the thing, though. Like I said, this is non-COVID related.
No,
it just shut down one day. It was done.
Well, it caught on fire. There was a fire under it.
That did happen, yeah.
And then they were having trouble with it stopping and the cars running into each other. So they're replacing parts of the track and they're replacing the magnets on the track.
On the whole track.
Yeah, that's kind of what the holdup is. But, remember we were trapped in the Space Mountain gift shop and it was a torrential downpour and we saw those poor people stuck.
Yeah.
On the people mover in the rain. Like, oh no.
I mean, it was raining bad enough for us, but my gosh, those people stuck in the train.
Oh yeah. They were like in their ponchos. In the people mover car. Yeah. And, you know, there's no walls. It's like raining sideways.
No walls.
We just put our poncho on and keep going.
Yeah.
But
that's
we
true.
Were like
that's true.
Holed up in the Space Mountain gift shop because it was raining so hard.
It's a monsoon hurricane like rain coming down.
You know, Florida.
Also, right next door over at Tron, Light Cycle Run that's being built at the Magic Kingdom.
Is it?
Is it really?
Is it still?
I mean, is this thing done yet? No, it's not, because according to some, this is not 100% true. I don't know. Rumors. Speculation. Rumors. And we love that. The work on the canopy portion of the outside of the attraction is supposed to be done very, very soon. And then once they're done with that, word is that work stops right then and there. Once they're done with the canopy pour. And it will not start back up again until the travel climate is better for people coming into Walt Disney World. And it's a cost-saving thing, too, at the same time.
You think it's going to be ready for October?
No. Not even. I don't think it's going to be ready for 2021. I'm suspecting it's going to be 2022 before Tron opens up.
You know what else that means?
What?
It's going to be 2022 before we can ride the Walt Disney World Railroad.
Merp!
I miss the railroad.
It's been
years.
Yeah. It has. I don't even remember what it's like to ride that thing anymore.
The railroad was not working when we got engaged in 2018.
Holy shoot!
Remember, we went up and took pictures with it.
I
don't
remember.
Know if you remember other parts of that day, but
I do. There were portions of that day I remember, yeah. That's crazy.
2018. We're in a new decade since the railroad was working.
Like, I'd be happy right now just getting on the train on Main Street and taking it to Storybook Circus and then having some type of a vehicle pull it back to Main Street and do it and have them do it again at this point. I miss that thing. I really do.
I miss hearing it. I miss riding it too, but just, you know, you hear the whistle.
Oh yeah, I can't make the sound, but
no,
it's the sound.
That one.
It's that, and then the sound of the bell, the ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
I miss that. I mean, do it every now and then, you know. Somebody go back there at Storybook where it's at. Is it right there right now?
No, I think, well,
or is it Frontierland where it's at right now? I can't remember.
It might be in Frontierland because there was scrim up on the train station.
But somebody go up there.
Just ring the bell.
Just ring the bell and just blow the horn a couple of times. Make it feel like it's the Magic Kingdom.
Our friends that were asking about Vero Beach.
Seriously.
We used to go stay with them, and you could hear the train whistle from Magic Kingdom from their house. We'd like sit out on the porch and drink coffee, and you could hear the train whistle in the morning. It was the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's true. Things over at Epcot continue to, I guess, progress.
I guess.
In some
we don't
form
know.
Or fashion.
It's all behind walls.
You know. Work does continue on the Mouse Gear shopping area there at Interventions East. Walls and, like, from floor to ceiling glass windows have gone up.
Ooh.
Floor to ceiling glass windows.
That's going to be awesome.
No halfway window or anything. It's a full window.
No portholes.
Yeah. Type thing.
That's awesome.
And then, of course, the update on Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. The bathrooms are open in that area of France because the ones in Morocco are closed.
Right.
But I'm still shooting for March for an opening.
You think March?
I think March.
I'm still saying May. Well, I mean, I'm just sticking with what I said because I said it. So now I have to stick with it.
And we've continued to kind of wonder. And this is the big thing about this area, about when it opens up, okay? Universal is going to have the same problem when their Velociraptor coaster opens up. The Velocicoaster, is that what it's called?
Yes. So, real quick, they were testing that this week and doing video, you know, for commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were shooting video with masks on, but they were also shooting video without masks on so that they can use it once masks are a thing of the past.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
And not related to the coaster, but Universal sent out an email this week and the people had masks like sketched onto their face. Like the people weren't wearing masks, but in the picture, they were like, it looked like cartoon masks on their faces. It was the weirdest thing. Yeah, like,
that's so
I don't
weird.
Know if they just like ran out of pictures with masks on to send out in emails or
there's
what?
There's an abundance of masks in the world right now. How do you run out?
Well, I think they ran out of like press pictures.
Oh my gosh, that's so easy to do with a phone. I mean,
I'm sure it was
that's weird
on purpose, but it looked strange.
So going along with the Velocicoaster.
Sorry.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. That and Remy's. With people having to do physical distancing, park capacity, how in the world are they going to manage opening up fully this area in the France Air Pavilion?
You want to know?
And trying to not get everybody in the entire park going to one spot at the same time.
You want to know?
Tell me.
Virtual queue.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Like only these people can go in at a certain time? And then, so that is that another reservation I have to have?
I don't think it's going to be a boarding group like they're doing for Rise of the Resistance. I think it's going to be more along the lines of Gideon's. Or, well, Universal uses virtual queuing now.
11 hours later, and I'm still waiting just to go into France.
Universal uses virtual queuing now, and you check throughout the day and see if it's opened up, if you can join the line, and it tells you, how long it's going
to
be.
Let's go drinking around the world before we go to France.
And then
while we wait.
Everything's really big, man.
Yeah, look at it. Oh my gosh.
That's not alcohol.
Heck yeah.
But I think it's going to be some form of a virtual queue.
Some people are like that when they have a little too much alcohol. Yeah. Oh my God.
But yeah, I think it's going to be a virtual queue.
It could be. And getting into that area is like a bottleneck.
Yeah, well, when they opened Pandora, if you didn't have a reservation or a fast pass,
they weren't letting you in.
Once you left, you could not get back in.
Yeah, you had to wait in a line for like 2.5 hours. We did that.
To get into the land.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe we'll see that too.
Quickly, it was interesting to see that Rise of the Resistance has been performing very, very well here lately.
It has.
With no real any word of any major breakdowns or anything else. Knock on wood. Knock, knock, knock. I'm not going to do it because the dog will bark.
It will bark, yeah.
So I can't actually do that. But the crazy thing about it was, is that some of these days in January have been a little bit dead at Disney parks.
It's been slow.
It's been slow.
It's been, yeah.
There's been even times where the backup boarding groups were open for like 2 hours mm-hmm. of people that were still available after 1 p.m. to get a boarding pass to get onto the virtual queue and everything else. I mean, it's not going to last. It's not going to last.
I would give just about anything to be there.
Anything?
Anything to be there. We are talking about planning another trip.
We are planning another trip.
Well, yeah, we are planning another trip.
We are currently planning another trip.
We're just trying to figure out when, where, what we want to do.
Yeah.
But we are itching to get back.
We are.
I can't believe it will be at least a year, if not more, which I think is the longest either of us have really gone in a long time without being in the parks.
Pretty darn close, I'd say. Not exactly. We'd have to kind of go back and see exactly how long it's been.
I think that'll be the longest I've ever gone without being in the parks.
Think so?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, got a birthday to do here on DW60.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
To book your magical Walt Disney World vacation, call Storybook Destinations at 1-844-TO-STORY or visit storybookdestinations.com.
All contests on the Sorcerer Radio Network are open to everyone who lives and works in our listening area, except for employees, air staff, web staff, and volunteers of Sorcerer Radio, their families, as well as employees and families of sponsors of both on-air and off-site promotions. Unless otherwise noted, certain additional rules may apply to all contests, and rules are subject to change. You must be at least 12 years of age to win, unless otherwise specified. Winners have no more than 2 weeks to claim their prize, unless otherwise specified. Winners are not eligible to win again for at least 30 days and cannot win the same prize twice. Proper identification is required to claim prizes. Winners are responsible for gratuities related to certain prize packages and any and all applicable state, local, and federal taxes incurred by accepting a prize. By accepting a prize, the winner agrees that their recorded voice or image and name may be used for promotional purposes and not as an endorsement of a product or business to complete the promotion. Good luck, and thank you for listening to Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Visit dvc-rental.com. Save up to 60% on deluxe accommodations. For more, click the banner at srsounds.com.
DisneyLiveCams.com is the place that brings magic into your home via live video and web cameras. The staff at Disney Live Cams scours the internet for only the best live Disney feeds. Watch from the comfort of your home or workplace. Be sure to check out the Downtown Disney Cam every night for a wonderful view of Epcot's Reflections of Earth. Feel free to enjoy the Disney Live Cams featured articles. Join the fun with our discussion boxes. And best of all, it's free. Visit DisneyLiveCams.com. Tell your friends and share the magic. DisneyLiveCams.com. A proud sponsor of Sorcerer Radio.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
From the top of the world, it's DW60 with Jeff Davis.
Check out the sound.
You like this.
Love the music.
Great music.
All the time.
All the time.
Everybody say
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Do you enjoy the classic and current music of Disney animated films? Then join host William Hershey as he takes you on a magical journey through Disney animated films during the Animation Courtyard every Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern, right here on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com. Jeff Nicole back with you.
Hello. William goes by Yeti Chaser.
He is the Yeti Chaser. Yeah.
And he sent us a Christmas card this last Christmas with a Yeti on it.
Did he sign it, Yeti Chaser?
I think so.
I can't remember.
It was, yeah.
I'm just trying to think off the top of my head.
But I remember it had a Yeti on it.
It did have a Yeti on it. All right, let's do some birthdays. I like birthdays. Let's see what we got here. I've got it somewhere. There it is. Okay.
In an email, right? Birthday in an email.
Yeah, birthday email we did get. Remember Mike from last week? We mentioned his birthday and all the fantastic things.
Our new best friend.
That he loved.
Yeah.
Just to go over his things real quick. His favorite cocktail was the Huckleberry Punch at Geyser Point.
Got to try that.
Favorite snacks would have been a Dole Whip, soft pretzels. Mm. Usually gets one or two. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Favorite restaurant was Trails End and Ohana.
Have you had Trails End brunch?
No, I haven't.
You have?
Yes, I have.
I was asking Mike if he's had.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the brunch was very good. And his quick service was Earl of Sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So he sent a message to us. Jeff and Nicole, thanks for the great birthday shout out. As I'm in the process of writing this, Kim and I are about to make a home version of Huckleberry Punch.
Yum.
Yum. We are happily counting down our days. And are to return for their return trip in July. Thanks again. That's from Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Now I need the recipe for Huckleberry Punch.
Send your recipe, please. You obviously have the email. So. Please send it. All right, so let's get to our birthday shout out for this week. It says the following. Hi, Jeff and Nicole.
Hello.
Hello. My mom, Cindy Klein, has a birthday coming up on January 31st. Will you please wish her a happy birthday? She is an awesome mom and my favorite person to go to Disney with. Her favorite nighttime show is Fantasmic. Her favorite food item for the parks is a chocolate ice cream cone from the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor on Main Street, USA. Yummy, yum. Can't beat that. She has several favorite rides, and Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin is one of them.
I am awful.
I am wonderful at that attraction.
I am bad. I'm much better at Toy Story Mania.
I still beat you at that, though.
Not every time.
Every time. Every single time.
Heck yeah!
And we both love listening to DW60. Thanks for doing the show. That comes from Rebecca Klein.
Well, happy birthday, Cindy.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
I like going to the theme parks with my mom. You did a trip with just your mom one time.
I did. That was like super fun. Like a really good time. I would do that again in a heartbeat.
When we were in Florida for the wedding, I did not get to go to the parks with my mom, but my best friend did. My best friend and my mom and my uncle.
And your mom.
And my mom. and my uncle went to Universal. Not you.
No.
Not my dad or my brother. No, my mom and my best friend, who has been my best friend for basically my whole life. And so her and my mom go get their nails done and go hang out they both live in Washington.
We had wedding stuff to do.
Yeah, but it was just funny. I was like, well, okay, have fun.
They came back looking like Disney when you
come back. They were exhausted and they had gotten rained on.
Immediately got in the pool.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, this is so wonderful.
So tired. We're like, welcome.
If you've got a birthday shout out, all you have to do is send us an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. So for anybody celebrating a birthday this week, just like Miss Cindy, this birthday message is for you.
Hiya, pals! We heard it was somebody's birthday!
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays!
Me too! And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya!
Come on, everybody! Time to feed!
Oh, great idea, Donald! Ready, everyone? On the count of three!
One, two, three!
Happy birthday!
Okay, pal, make a special wish and blow out the candle.
Have a great day!
Bye now!
Bye-bye!
See you soon!
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Swisher Radio, srsounds.com.
We have reached the end of our show this time around. For those of you listening to the podcast, thanks a lot for checking out the podcast, downloading the podcast, everything else. For those of you listening to the Friday edition, Friday morning edition, Friday evening edition, thanks for chatting with us in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone and the Discord pages, stuff like that.
I love all of the GIFs, GIFs. I think it's
GIFs. GIFs. The G-I-F apostrophe S's.
Yeah, that people post on the Discord. Always crazy.
They're my favorite. They're I so love funny. GIFs.
There's one from Toddlers and Tiaras, and it's me. And all my friends,
and
it's this little girl, and she makes this like smile that's kind of mischievous. It's
so you.
It's very much me.
It is so you. 100%.
Yeah. I love it.
So when we were talking about, yes, we are planning another trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, we brought up, you know, this whole thing of where to stay. And I mentioned Art of Animation.
Yeah.
Since we have never stayed there before.
Never stayed there. And we liked Pop. Yeah. We loved being on the Skyliner.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. That was a plus.
So we really wanted to stay somewhere on the Skyliner again. We've never stayed at Art of Animation.
No. And we were also thinking moderate, but we were also thinking renting DVC points as well. And staying at a DVC resort. And I said, well, if you're going to do DVC, why not just do moderate?
Well, so first we were like, we definitely have to go for the 50th, right? Like, we have to, of course.
Sure, yeah.
But then we're like, it's going to be, like, really busy.
I'm afraid how busy it's going to be.
And there's no park reservations, which they will open up. Like, they are going to open more. Like, period, the end. I am 110%
confident. I'm confident that it will, too. Yeah.
But our wedding anniversary is in September.
That's right.
It's the week after Labor Day, but it's like 3 weeks before the 50th anniversary. So I'm thinking that's going to be the sweet spot crowd-wise.
I think it is too. I like where our anniversary is placed for a Disney trip.
So I think we're going to go for our anniversary.
And I had said to you, I even asked my friend Michael his opinion. You know, he's like, you know, I'd be there for the 50th, but that's just me.
Yeah.
But I had mentioned to you, I was like, you only get one first anniversary.
And I was like, we only get 150th anniversary for Disney. But it goes on all year.
It's all year.
Yeah, you only get one first wedding anniversary.
Yeah. It's an opportunity for us to go back to Paddlefish and have dinner.
Yeah.
Like, because we don't think that, you know, that boat's not going anywhere.
No.
That's not really a boat. I mean, it's a building, but.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So we're interested in your opinion, though.
But where should we stay?
You know, what should we do? Should we do Art of Animation? Should we do moderate? Or should we do DVC points?
I did see a reservation from DVC-Rental, the sponsor of the station, and I sent it to you. I don't know if you looked at it. It was 7 nights at Old Key West, and it was $1,600. I think that's a steal.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
It's a steal, not a deal.
For seven nights, Sunday to Sunday.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And we have to go back to Olivia's because we didn't get to go this time.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. Yeah. That and Yak and Yeti, we didn't go there either.
Yeah.
A quick thank you to everybody, by the way, for checking out our latest two YouTube videos on the DW60 YouTube channel.
The video we put up for Hollywood Studios, like
almost 1,600 views.
And we only have 200 subscribers.
I don't know how that happened. Not a clue.
I was at work and he's like, our YouTube video kind of like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. It was just there.
Like, oh.
And it did that. And I was like, I need to upload another video.
Yeah. While people
light just went off in my head, you know, just, you know.
So the day before yesterday it went up.
Yesterday. Yeah.
It was our Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
thanks to everybody checking that out. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that like button and share it with everybody and everything else. Let everybody know where they can find us on social media.
So you can find us on Facebook at DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can find us on Instagram at DW60 Press Row. Every once in a while, we get up on Twitter, DW_60. You can send us an email at dw60@srsounds.com. You can chat with us in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone on Facebook and in Sorcerer Radio Discord. It's we're everywhere.
We're all over the place. And if you're listening to the Friday version of the show, you can catch the show again tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time if you didn't get to hear everything. Just going to throw that out there to you. We appreciate you stopping by and listening to the show and listening to the podcast. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music, all day long, srsounds.com. And have a hot dog day.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, the problem solved. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
What a hot dog day.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. It's a brand new day, what you waiting for? Get up, stretch out, stop on the floor. Hot dog.
Hot dog!
Hot dog, hot diggity dog! We're splitting the scene, we're full of beans. So long for now from Mickey Mouse!
That's me!
And the Mickey Mouse Club!
Aw, thanks for stopping by!